Proverbs 13:18 says, "Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored." When I became a Christian more than 3 decades ago, I immediately began reading the Bible. I literally cut my teeth on the Gospel of John, the book of James, and the book of Proverbs, as I've mentioned before. But after only a few months, I discovered the amazing content of the New Testament epistles and read them from Romans to Jude over and over. One passage that stood out to me was 1 Peter 5:5 and 6. "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." But then came the hard lesson. Not every old Christian meets the description of being a biblical elder. And I also had to learn that all such elders are still infallible, and their instruction must conform to Scripture. In other words, the role of an elder isn't to be the sage who imparts his wisdom to the young believer. The role of an elder is to guide the young believer to God's Word. When our text says, "He that regardeth reproof shall be honored," we must be clear about the fact that this reproof is to be biblical. In my first decade as a Christian, I was given some terrible counsel by older Christians. One elder Christian encouraged me to join the Masonic Lodge. Another elder Christian encouraged me to embrace ecumenical unity with Roman Catholics and even Mormons, all in the name of love. An elder Christian loaded me up with Christian rock cassettes and CDs filled with sensual, heretical nonsense in the lyrics. And several elder Christians gave me new versions of the Bible and recommended some terrible preachers and teachers. And that list could go on and on. But the point is, whether you're a new believer or you are counseling a new believer, be sure to understand that we should be humble and willing to receive instruction, but only if it is biblical. And we should only receive reproof when it is also presented on a biblical basis. Again, I've been reproved more times than I can count over 30 years, and many times I rejected the reproof because it was in error. I've been reproved for believing only the King James Bible and rejecting new versions. I've been reproved for warning others of false teachers and was even told that God was going to kill me for doing so. And that was 25 years ago, and when I do die, I have no fear of it being because of my obedience to God's Word in Romans 16, 17, and elsewhere. I've been reproved for applying the Bible to things that are political in nature, as though God's Word should not rule everything we face in life. I could list dozens of examples where the reproof itself just wasn't biblical, but I also want to point out how thankful I am for the biblical elders whose reproof was biblically sound. And yes, a few times I ignored that reproof and lost out big time to my own shame. But there have been many times that I was reproved by biblical elders, and I am glad that I listened. I've always been better off when I chose to listen to such sound biblical reproof from a good elder. I know the truth of our proverb already in my life. He that regardeth reproof shall be honored. But then, whatever reward we receive at the judgment seat of Christ will be due to the work of God's Word by His Spirit in our hearts and minds. And much of that work was accomplished by the reproof that we have chosen to receive from loving biblical elders that the Lord has placed in our lives. We should appreciate those who have lived for the Lord many years and learned. They have great amounts of wisdom to share, but when it's worth hearing, it will be in accord with God's Word, and when you listen, you will be honored.